Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's new show, Transitions, Changes, and Choices. I'm Anna Bangulin, your co-host today, and my guest is Dr. Bridget Rossi, who is a chiropractor, a divine interventionalist, and natural health educator at Rossi Chiropractic Center in Marietta, Georgia, right here. She's got this wonderful bio, and at the same time, I just want to get you on the air and have you tell us all the stuff that you do and just have this conversation. We did this, what, a week ago? And I was like, oh, I wish we were recording. So welcome, Dr. Bridget. I appreciate you being on the air today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, this is fantastic. I know we've got some folks who are going to listen in, and I don't know if you're up for, if people want to ask questions, they can at some point, but I'd like to chat with you first.
Yeah.
And I will go ahead and say, if you want to connect with Dr. Bridget, you can check out her website at healthyfamilybychoice.com. And if you're looking at the show, we have show notes, and that direct link is in there as well. So tell me, Dr. Bridget, I know we had talked before, and I really wanted to talk about transitions and changes. It seems like everybody is going through some sort of change, some sort of transition. Of course, when I talk to you, all of a sudden you're telling me about everything that you were doing.
Yeah.
So it's like the world is shifting, and it feels like it's doing it rather quickly now. So
yeah.
And people are
they're
really questioning kind of, you know, who am I and what am I doing here? And it's also affecting our physical bodies. So I think that's that's a big key to you and why you're here and why we're talking with you as well. Because I remember we were chatting about everything from chiropractic care to you had some very nice words of wisdom for me about some stuff that I'm moving through as well, and the essential oils. Mm-hmm. So everything. So, step in. Talk to me about that.
All right. So, yeah, there is a huge shift in the energy in the world, and there's a lot of transitions happening, a lot of changes. Things are moving faster and faster, the energy of the world. And this is our time to really step in, like you said, to who we really are. But at the same time, we're having trouble with that. All of our belief systems are coming into play. All of our blocks, all of our upper limits that we've created and put on ourselves, they're all coming into play, and we're being challenged to shine our biggest, you know, and greatest capability. And, you know, it all comes down to what your choice is in that matter. You know, you can choose to step into that, or you can choose to shy away from it. And you can move quickly as the world is changing, or you can take your time, right? It's all a choice in this matter.
Right.
You can evolve and change, or you don't have to, right? But it certainly does bring up a lot of, and that's what I love to do, is really just support people where they're at and help them see possibly where they're going and what support they have to along the way with that as well. Because we have so many tools, so many things that we can do to support ourselves, but it all comes back to us and our willingness to change and willingness to make the change, you know.
That's
so
huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really is. And you know, that's why I love the things that I do, because that is bringing that spiritual being that we are in this physical body and integrating them, right? We got to integrate this spiritual being in our physical body. So as a chiropractor, that's extremely important. That's what I do. That's you know, a lot of people think that chiropractors, you know, they move bones, they help with aches and pains. But really, what we do is we reconnect man the physical with man the spiritual. And because we live through our nervous systems are what emanate the physical body that we are. And so by removing those blocks, you know, this is a physical way we get to remove those blocks and reconnect so that we can be our higher selves, right? So I love that. And that's, and through that avenue, I have found so many other amazing resources and tools that I also love to bring to others, like the essential oils. You know, bringing the vibration of the plants, bringing the vibration of what we have here on Earth, nature, and helping that also break through the patterns that we have created and help us transition through these times.
I think you were telling me about the essential oils and how, mm-hmm. what did you say, there was one for forgiveness? And to,
yes, there's a blend, yeah, to forgive,
yeah.
So every plant has a certain vibration,
mm-hmm.
and they all, you know, if we look at them, sometimes they speak to us through, you know, the way that the leaves are positioned or the way that the flower blooms. It gives us a message. I love looking at, you know, cypress, if you look at the leaf of a cypress, it is very intricate. It has all these little, like, these little patterns, all these little, like, pathways and things like that. And if you're not familiar with cypress, do look at the picture of it, because it's absolutely amazing to me. And then how it reflects back into the body, well, then it looks like blood vessels, right? So if we look at the physical uh-huh. aspect, well, okay, it helps us with blood flow through our body, right? And helps us move that energy. Well, it helps us that in the emotional aspect as well. So cypress is amazing for flow. If you're feeling stuck somewhere, mm-hmm. it helps bring on that flow. And it shows us, nature shows us through the plant itself. So, if, you know, we look at jasmine and it's just like five petals wide open. So if we want to be more open and release, you know, we're looking to jasmine. And so nature is so brilliant. You know, we have been given that's such amazing gifts. And, you know, that's how in the Native American times, they used to find their medicine. They used to find medicine by speaking with nature, and nature speaks back. And it shows us through that. And so using that and using a very high grade, high pure source of essential oil, also bringing that vibration into our bodies, because we'll match that vibration that's around us, right? So if we walk into a room and the vibration is really low, we tend to kind of sink in and match the vibration, and vice versa. If the vibration of somebody is really high, it helps perk you up and bring you up, right? And so the essential oil,
that's your choice. Yeah,
you're right. It's your choice. You have a choice to match it or not. But when we're in this and we're going through these transitions and we're going through the changes, sometimes we're a little more susceptible. We're a little more sensitive because we already have all this stuff coming up. And so the essential oils are a really amazing tool to help raise the vibration using the magic and the medicine that the nature has given us, and help us move through those patterns, break through those things. And so there's certain ones that are wonderful for forgiveness, like you mentioned, you know, to help forgive ourselves for, you know, the things that we have done, are doing, you know, all, and because that's what stops us from doing anything else.
Moving forward, yeah. Well, I think it's interesting you're bringing up plants, and we didn't talk about this before, but this is so cool because a couple of years ago, I ended up getting, I think, poison ivy on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that, because to go out into the yard and get all the poison ivy out, but there's also a remedy for that in nature and usually close by, and that's jewelweed.
Yes.
And so
jewelweed, yes.
It's interesting how nature, you know, we might have this this one plant that is really not healthy for many of us, and then there's the remedy is right really close by. Like, nature provides all the answers, and that's,
yeah.
To me, that's the coolest part, is that we can heal our, well, we do heal ourselves. I mean, when we reach out to you, the chiropractor, or you, the person with the essential oils or whatever, we are in effect, our intention is to be well, to be better. And mm-hmm. when that intention and you're holding space, and see, that's the cool thing. Like, you're holding space. You have this, you're holding space for people. And that when people show up in your office, it's almost as if, it's almost as if they would probably self-adjust themselves before they got on your table. You know,
and some people do,
yeah, because it's just the intention of walking into your space and you see them as whole and well and complete. And it's like, and, you know, that's the direction that you're always moving in. And I think each of us, when we start becoming aware that we move in that direction, then things start becoming clear. And sometimes when we have transitions or we have things in our lives that are changes, like big changes, whether it be, I think you had said you had moved, you know, you're moving from, and it's, you know, one side of the area to another side. And it's like just having that. And then you were talking about how you uproot people and you change what their constants, I guess, in their lives and how that affects them. And, you know, at first it was like, oh my gosh, you know, the trauma on the children and, you know, and I'm getting into this thing. And then it's like, well, no, this is shifting, expansion and growth. And you have to really change the way you look at things and what your choices are and really get into a space of the universe has allowed universe. I always switch the words, either universe, God, source. There's some people who just will not use the word God. I mean, I was raised with God, so that's a word that I use constantly. And whatever that higher power is for yourself, just know that that higher power has your best interest in mind. And know that when we flow, like you were talking, you know, be wide open and flow with this, we allow those changes and those shifts. And of course, we're human. We're going to be all, you know, for me, I can be a stompy 5-year-old. I mean, I'm very aware of that.
I don't want to. We all have our moments.
But I find that fascinating with the plants. I mean, that's so cool. Well, I've been using the box flower remedies as well as some of the essential oils. So I found it amazing how, and I, you know, for the longest time, I only thought there was the rescue remedy, the one, but there's a whole bunch of them.
There are. And in that, they're using the essence and the vibration of the plant's energy in the Bach remedies, right? It's all about bringing that vibration and using it to help match and elevate our own, right? Because plants don't hold on to baggage. Plants don't say, well, yesterday you didn't give me any sunshine, so today I'm not going to bloom, right? They're not holding on to what happened in the past. They are just being. So they are of highest vibration. And so that's why you want to make sure that where you're getting your remedies from are of highest and purest vibration, because you're going to use that to help bring that in, right? So I love, one of my favorites is actually Melaleuca, also known as tea tree. That plant out there, it's just really amazing for helping your immune system, you know, combat viruses and parasites, right? They're trying to take over your body. And it's just like it matches that energy around us of people sometimes when you're being challenged through something and they're trying to kind of take you down. You feel like, oh, I get one step ahead and then two steps back or two steps ahead and one step back. And you're just constantly having this challenge. And because the world is really saying, you know, are you really ready? Okay, you're ready to rise up. Then let's face this, right? And so that plant essence also comes and helps us with our boundaries. It helps boundaries with viruses and that physical aspect that we might, you know, become sick from. But it's also helps us with our boundaries with people and with the energies mm-hmm. around us so that we can hold our own, so that we can stay in body and really experience this and rise up. And that's
awesome.
I mean, that to me is so powerful because, I mean, so many times we shy away. And I think that that's always important too. When somebody comes into my office or when I'm chatting with a friend or whatever it is, and we have a symptom, it works the other way too. What is the symptom telling you? Let's look at this. Either break down the word and see what is really happening. What's the root cause of this? And what is the emotion that has really stemmed to create it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we look at our wrists, people with wrist stuff. Well, wrist is like resist. You're resisting.
Mm.
You know, like if you're holding on
yeah.
the steering wheel and you're pushing really tight, you're resisting something, or if you're like pulling or pushing, your wrists have to lock, right? And so
yes,
it's
yes.
that resistance and that energy that gets blocked. And that's what we want to move and open back up, because once that energy can flow again and we can heal through that, then we can step into our power even more. As long as we're holding
yeah.
on to that stuff, then it's just going to hold us back. Right? Or it's there
right.
to teach us a lesson.
Yeah. I find it interesting that when you move, when you have that aha moment, like mm. I have been having issue with my feet, and obviously to me that's about me not moving forward into
right.
the my power, right? So
mm-hmm.
I've been putting some, doing some deep tissue laser stuff on there, whatever, whatever. I don't know. I don't do it. So the doctor that's doing it, and it's fascinating
yeah.
to me how when you're laying on that table and they're working on, well, for me, I'm laying on the table, they're working on my feet. We're also having this very spiritual discussion. The modality is the laser, but yet the conversation is the relief. Is that,
right.
is that, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Really cool. Yeah. And it's that
Absolutely.
Very thing. Like she's holding a space of unconditional love and the intent of wellness for me. And as we're talking
mm-hmm.
and I'm having some aha moments and she's having some aha moments and we're like, wow, you know, and it's just a very, it's not just going in for laser treatment. It's so much more. And what I find is when I truly have talked about exactly what we were talking about is anything that's going on in our body is some underlying emotional thing, because our
mm-hmm.
emotions really are our GPS for life and how we feel about a situation or a person or a thing or a place or anything. We are intuitively able to identify what is right for us and what's not right for us. And I don't mean that in a judgy sort of way. I just mean it in a,
mm-hmm.
I'm going in this direction that feels good, because we're all different. And so we're all going
right.
to go in different directions. And it's like intuitively, if we allow ourselves to let that kick in and say, maybe, you know, driving down this road, one single lane road in the pitch dark with no lights on my car is not a good idea, you know? So,
right.
So it's that kind of thing. I mean, I've realized for myself, you know, and that's my story and that's where I'm coming from. I mean, I don't see a lot of, my clients are business clients. They're not health, you know, it's not health related. And I can see where mm-hmm. having attitude can really help in how they live their life and how they run their business and how they go about things on a daily basis. And to me, it's so like, you know, you're talking about the plants and it all makes sense. It's like, well, of course, nature is going to give us everything that we need. And yet understanding that, we've come so far away from understanding what nature brings to us and what's available.
Yeah.
So this is a good point. Now you have classes that you teach, yes, or workshops that you do?
I do. I teach a lot of local classes as well as online classes.
Okay. So for you to do that, you got to go to your website. You've got a sign up form, I think, on your website that people can get on your list. Correct?
Yes, you can. Sign up on the list. It's actually You can also email me and I can add you to it. But yeah, because it changes location and things like that. So it's easier get the monthly newsletter.
Okay, great. So it is healthyfamilybychoice.com. You can go to the website or you can email Dr. Rossi at Dr. B. Rossi. So it's drbrossi@gmail.com. So again, all the information is also in the show notes. So I find it so fascinating. I'm definitely going to give you and try to get to several of your workshops because, you know, my mom used to talk about this all the time, and it's interesting how everything has, there's so many changes in my life. And even since I've talked to you, I actually found out that I have another brother. And this is, you know, exactly. So this, again, transitions and change. And it's like, you know, and my mom, our mom is not around to have this discussion as to, hey, how did this guy show up, you know? So,
right.
And, you know, he was obviously adopted into a beautiful family, and he's, you know, he's an older brother. And so there's circumstances and situations that we don't understand. And, you know, mom was young, da da da. So, and I've discovered I have another brother, and this connection has been, it's just been beautiful. You know, there isn't this really weird thing about it. It's just, it's like, hey, look at you. And, you know, I got to FaceTime him for the first time last night. And, yeah, it's like, there's my brother, you know, that's cool.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I think being in a space, this space of love and allowing has helped me be open to change. And I know me and I know several other people. I've been in my resistant phase as well. Actually, my cousin Elisa, who was there last night and is kind of listening into our show today, I mean, she just laughs at me sometimes because she's like, you know, she repeatedly has to tell me things over and over for me to get it, and then okay, I got it, I'm good now. So she's very persistent.
Yeah, we'll all hear
in
helping
me.
Our own time, right? You can't force somebody to hear it. It's all in your own time.
What did you say in the beginning? You can change as slow or as fast as you want.
Right,
it's your
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the cool part. It's like, yeah, we can be turtles. And what you will find, though, if you do not follow or allow the flow, right, if you don't allow the flow, the universe has a way of pushing you over. You're just pushing you, like, go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get
right off
course. Nope, go in that direction. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you don't listen, then something big happens. And, you know, it's something, you know, sometimes those car accidents or something, those are wake-up calls. Those are like, you need to stop what you're doing right now and wake up and change course. And it's, you know, and that's where finding a blessing in every, you know, in every moment really matters. But at the same time, it's like, do we really want to wait for the catastrophe or the, you know, the big intense shift to happen? Or do we just want to just listen the first time? And I know that's for me. I mean, I've gone through a lot of big changes in my life. After graduating chiropractic school, you know, there was a lot of moves involved in setting up my first practice. I was in Colorado. And, you know, I was with somebody that I shouldn't have been with, and I had a child. And, you know, it was like I knew I had to leave, but I wasn't doing it. I knew I had to leave, but wasn't doing it. And eventually, it was everywhere I looked. I couldn't even sleep because all I did was dream about how the action steps. It was so clear. These are the action steps to take, and I need to go. If I didn't listen the first night, well, I had the same dream the next night and the next night. And so it was like, finally, I was like, okay. And I did it. And I made the move and I made the big change, and it was hard. It probably, you know, one of the hardest things I had to do, but it was such a blessing. And then when the next time something happened where it was like, okay, I need to take this step, and I didn't listen. And then, you know, I had that first dream, and I was like, okay, I got the dream. Okay, I'm listening faster now. And then now I don't even have to wait for the dream, right? I'm like, I'm not going down that road. I'm not going to create that misery for myself till, you know, my guidance just won't let me, you know, won't let me go. And so it's listening every day and being clear in every day. And what tools and support are you using for yourself to do those daily action steps so that you can truly be who you are and not wait for something like crazy to happen for you to wake up?
Right. And that's, and again, I think I told you a little bit about my stuff. It's the same thing. Like, and you, and I thought, oh, if, for someone to physically up and leave their home, I mean, my ex physically up and left her, left our home and took her kids, and there obviously had to be something there. And then I'm over here saying, you know, gosh, am I such a bad person? I'm like really internalizing this thing. And then when I realized that the universe made these changes, and I say that, you know, some people say, oh yeah, you know, universe, but you, like you, you all of a sudden, it was like, it was the hardest thing to really come to terms with. And yet once I conditioning of 18 years, you step out of that and it's like, wow. And then all of a sudden I was gifted with opportunities and people, and just the shift might help, not only help me on this journey, but to uplift me on this journey in a bigger and I don't want to say better, but in a way that's more than what I had been doing before. And so it, and it's coming faster. Like the people are showing the opportunity and the people are showing up faster. And I'm like, whoa. And it's just, it has allowed me to say yes, yes to opportunity, yes to shifting, yes to possibly even moving. Yes to, you know, it's like, I'm seeing how this is unfolding, and it's amazing to me how, you know, I'm over here is when I was, when I got out of that self-pity mode, really, that's what it was, of saying, you know, what did I do, and the victim mentality, you know, and it took me just a little minute to do that. I didn't stay in it for long, but then I was like, wait a second, I know who I am. And I think once you really start embracing the bigness of who every human being is, when every person embraces the bigness of who they are, because they are an extension of source, you know, so you've got this power within you. So when you embrace that and you say, okay, this is me, this is who I am, show me, and you don't have to go seek, it will find you, and it will find you in the most amazing ways. I mean, I look at it like, look, we're having this conversation, right? How did this happen? Well, I got an email from Nancy that said, come to do this. And then I went and did this. And then I met these people. And all of a sudden I'm having these conversations. And they're so, you know, by myself. There's no way, you know, there's no way.
Right.
There had to be something bigger than me that brought, that are bringing me these people and these conversations that are so uplifting and empowering. Anyway, I'm just in awe of it all. I mean, I'm just like, wow.
And it's being open to it. It's being open to the fact that when I meet somebody, I not only have something to offer them, but they have something to offer me. And it's looking for it, looking for the opportunity, looking for the gift that everyone has to offer and brings to us.
And that gift, you know, it could be a business thing, and it also could be just an energetic thing. And I think our society is so geared up in, you know, how are we going to do business, and how it's like, well, at least I'm in my life, because that's where I've, you know, I've been, I'm a business person. So I felt like that was my, kind of my identity for a very long time. And all I'm hearing is let go of that, because let go of that. Just be who you feel you are. And, you know, and that's the question I had asked myself. It's like, well, who am I truly if I'm not the partner? And right now I'm not really being the parent. I'm being, you know, who am I in all of this? And it's like you are someone shifting, expanding, and growing, and you've been gifted an opportunity to make the most of this time and space right now. And it's like, yes, thank you. I'm in gratitude, you know.
Right. that's just one aspect of who you are. The, you know, that we have so many hats that we wear.
Yes.
But that's a part, that's only a small fraction of who we truly are within. It is, like you're saying, it's figuring out who we truly are. What are we really here for? What is our gift? And we talked about this last time a little bit about, like, you know, sometimes your gift comes through your greatest challenge. And once we can really embrace that challenge, you know, especially if it's something that keeps repeating itself throughout our lives, then it's like, okay, we got to look at this. So, you know, looking at that, and what is this challenge about, and learning from it. And every time you learn, now I have a gift to share, right? And you're expanding who you truly are within and what you were brought onto this planet to do. And that's really that's when you talk about, you know, going to see the doctor and they are just holding that space. That is so very much what we do. You know, just because I have a doctor title, it does not mean at all that I'm healing anybody. I don't do any healing. I hold the space for you to recognize who you truly are. And then you get to shine and heal and express yourself, right? And it's, you know, because if, you know, you come in and, you know, somebody comes in as like, you know, a hard, you know, construction worker, that's just one of the hats that they wear. What's happening at home and what's happening in all of the different aspects of their life. And I'm not the one to judge if they're doing it right or wrong. There is no such thing as right or wrong. They're doing it based on the choices and the life that they've led, right? And I have no idea the life that they've led. So I am truly just there to hold that space. And if we could all do that for each other, this world would be an amazing place. Just, you know, giving each other that space to be, giving that space for each person to just shine. I love that quote. I won't be able to say it all, but the one, you know, it's not, you don't fear other people. It's, you know, you're fearing your own light. And the more you let your light shine, the more you give permission for other people to let their light shine.
That's so true. And that's, and there's one also, I think it was either, it was, either Marianne Williamson or Nelson Mandela, and they talk about, if we have a fear, it's really about success. We are afraid of success versus, you know, failure, because we can point, you know, and you've got, you know, growing up, working for myself, I was always given some motivational thing that said, you know, just keep moving, just keep going. And, you know, and it's true. And if you can move in a direction that feels better or good, it's much more powerful, I think, than when it doesn't feel good. And I think, and then again, we've got the paradigms from the past, because I think that is a huge thing that either stops us or pushes us forward. And one of the huge contradictions for myself is I was actually raised as Jehovah's Witness, and there was no terminology or no anything for what success looked like for me. So there was this thing that said, don't, you know, it's almost like, don't call attention to yourself, be humble unto the Lord, which is basically all of the those very basic, I don't know, call it Christian mentality or whatever. And
you're not celebrating your successes. You're not celebrating who you are.
Correct.
You can't celebrate.
Well,
you know, you don't celebrate your birth. You don't celebrate things as much.
No, you're not celebrating anything. And you're not, technically, not that you're not supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to help your family and do all that stuff, but you're not supposed to be successful and call attention to yourself. So I've been in business since like I was 20, you know, and so that's been over 30 years now. And it's like I fought a lot of that success. And as soon as I got the really good success and the big success, I would do whatever I could to release it back out into the universe, because that's what I was taught. You don't hang on to this stuff. You let it go, which is in some way is kind of cool. But in some way it was like it's almost like I didn't like it. Does that make sense?
Well, you were taught you weren't worthy of it. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like you're not worthy of holding on to it. You're not supposed to have it. So therefore, if you do have it, you must give it away and give it back to God. Right. And so, instead of honoring and, you know, really seeing that you're worthy of it. And you know, when you can tap into those belief systems that aren't serving you and help pattern that, break through the pattern, create a new cycle, that, I mean, it opens up a whole new world. And so, and that going back to the plants, I mean, that's how they help us as well. You know, when we're in a certain mood and we're in a certain funk, or, I mean, it could be anything, happy or not happy, right? But, you know, if I'm really dragging my feet and I'm like having these success blocks and I'm just not able to really step into my power, smell is one of the quickest way to shift that and break that cycle. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you've ever, you know, been in a funk and you walk into a home and it smells like, you know, home cooking or apple pie or cookies or whatever it is, it immediately elevates your spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And if you, same thing, if you smell something that triggers a past memory, if I smell cigarettes or I smell alcohol, if there's some past alcohol stuff, right, it's going to trigger the same thing, a negative emotion, right? So if we're sitting in those emotions and we're sitting in that stage of, well, success isn't for me, or I'm not enough, or, you know, this is just who I am, and, you know, whatever it is, that stagnant place, and you smell something, you smell a flower, you smell a plant, you smell an essential oil diffusing, then it triggers the brain to repattern, to break that pattern and open up to new possibilities. And so we have these tools right here at our fingertips. So even when we are so down that we can't seem to find the light, we still have something there that can help us take that first step.
I love that. You know, one of the things that I've told people that, you know, I have people that call me and they're like, all right, I need some stuff. I need something. I need you to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Well, I'm just sitting here. It's like, well, get up. Like, what?
Right.
Stand up. Just stand up. A simple act. Just stand up.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like, let's do, you know, make them do power poses. You know, make them go outside in nature. Go hug a tree. And, you know, it's like, go do, you know, just be outside and shift your energy. I said, if you just sit there, you're, you know, it's not going to be a good thing. So move your body.
Right.
Do something different. Change what you're doing.
Yep.
So it's interesting.
Right. If it's too much to think about, if it's too much to think about going for that hike or climbing the mountain, well, first just put on your shoes. You just got to put on your shoes. That's it. Right? And then you step outside and you focus on what's right in front of you. And you're not focusing on the mountain. You're just focusing on the one step you got to take. You got to get up. You got to get out of your bed. You got to, you know, you got to go into nature and reconnect. Reconnect with why you're here. Reconnect with your true purpose.
Mm-hmm. I just find it interesting that my mom, who's been passed, she left physical about a dozen years ago, and she kind of knew these things, you know, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could have written all this stuff down between my grandmother and my mother, because they had all these almost ancient remedies, if you will. Like, my grandmother would talk about the first rainwater in spring, like gathering the rainwater at specific times for specific things. And I thought that was so fascinating. Yeah. And she, you know, she talked about the different plants, and, you know, I feel like we've lost that somewhere in translation and generations, you know, and it's time to get that back. I mean, it's time to start looking at that. And I'm guilty of that as well, because as a child, actually somebody had asked me yesterday if I liked to fish. And as a child, I lived in the Carolinas, and we fished, crabbed, and shrimped so that we could eat dinner. You know, we had a garden.
Yeah.
We had, you know, we lived pretty much off the land and the sea. And so I'm like, well, I like to go fishing and be in that space. But first of all, I don't like to poke anything with a hook. And I don't like to poke worms or fish with a hook. And I said, certainly I'm not going to pull them off of that thing. And I said, so yeah, I'll sit there with a fishing pole with nothing on it. But the peacefulness of it, right? The peacefulness of being, sitting next to a big thing of water and being in that space. To me, that's what it's about, the tranquility.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can
find that
in everyday life, and it's finding those moments. But it is so much easier when you're in nature, right? To feel the wind, or to feel the sand in your feet, or the water, or the waterfall, or to look at the trees and see the magnificence that exists. You know, it's so much easier in nature, and yet it's bringing that back to everyday life so that we don't lose it. Because like you said, like we are, you know, people have lost it, and people are trying to find it more and more and more. You know, I think people are starting to really awaken to the fact that what we've been doing so far is just dumbing us down and closing us up, and it's not helping anything, right? We don't need to cover up a symptom. We don't need to shove down our emotions. We don't need to numb ourselves with, an electronic box of some sort. We need to waken back up and, use all of these things that we have around us that we've forgotten about. And nature is just one of that simple thing that's everywhere you go and it's easy to get to. You know, even in a downtown area, there are green spaces that people have created because it's so important. And it's just the easiest way to get there. But if we can find it in the silence of a moment, right, in the smile of the person that you're, crossing paths with, right, if we can find it in those moments, then we can reconnect on a daily basis many times and just step into it that much easier.
Yeah, it's so true. Even in, I was in New York City about 2 months ago, and when you're in New York, when you think of New York, you just think of buildings, and pavement, right? But they have Central Park. Oh, my gosh, it's one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been to. It's gorgeous, and it's like this green space is massive. So
it's huge.
We're very fortunate. Yeah. We're very fortunate in Georgia to have lots of greenery wherever we are. And yet you go to places, you can always find a tree. You can always find, even something more than that. And to me, and nature will find a way to come back as well. A lot of people are, we're tearing down. I'm one of them. It's like I see buildings being built and what used to be all green trees, now they're leveling it out. I'm like, oh, that just, it hurts me. it hurts me. And then at the same time, nature has a way. You'll be somewhere and, there are trees growing between the cement. You know what I mean? You're like, nature has a way of coming back, So.
It's true. And if you can't find it in nature, you find it in people. You find it in animals. You find it in other things. There's always a way to find it.
To connect.
So you can, looking in somebody's eyes and looking at, seeing their essence, not, looking beyond the exterior. And you'll find that, that essence that you see in nature, you'll find it in people.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we were talking about last night, we had a little group, little mastermind going on in Roswell, and we were talking about how so many people now are, obviously, things are happening, and they're not well things. I'm going to put it that way, not well things happening. And then they resort to holistic medicine, like as a quote-unquote last resort. And it's we're saying, How do we take this information and really help people with? I mean, I know you do it on an everyday, but somebody that just doesn't, I'm not in your field. So how does someone like me help other people with, you know, whatever's going on. How do we express to them that their thoughts and their, you know, what they're feeling is really creating that within their bodies, and to shift that part of themselves would mm-hmm. be most helpful. You know, I mean, I don't know if I'm just asking that, but it's like, you know, how can we help more people? That's my thing. It's like, how do we assist these people in shifting and moving in a direction that is right for them? You know, it's not, and it's whatever it is they choose it to be, you know?
Right. Well, and that's something we can do. Everybody has the ability to do that. And the ways you do that is by honoring yourself first, right? You have to honor where you're at and know that, you know, that you are where you need to be and you're in the right place in the right time. And then honoring that person, holding that space, just like the doctor holds a space for you to heal, you hold that space for the person to be who they are. And then just, you know, asking them questions, not trying to solve it for them, but asking them questions. You know, if somebody's complaining about a certain, you know, symptom or person or whatever, you know, you're asking them, what did that bring up in you when that happened? What happened just before that incident? You know, like a lot of times it's like, oh, I had this really amazing success, and then this whole thing collapsed and this drama happened in my home, right? So, oh, so you just had a big success and then you had a big trauma. How is that, you know, is that a pattern? You know, you're asking them, how does that connect to each other? Because then you can find where your upper limit beliefs are. Where are you stopping yourself from being more, from being who you truly are? And just by asking questions, it gives that person space. It gives that person a voice. It gives them the, you know, that space to be honest with themselves and just be who they are. And sometimes, you know, just be miserable. That doesn't mean you lower your vibration to be there. You hold your frequency. You hold your space, right? Because that's their stuff. That's not for you to take on. You got to watch, and people have to watch that, you know, that we want to be empathetic, not sympathetic, because sympathetic means, you know, you are matching them. You're matching their sympathy and you're going down the hole with them. When you're empathizing, you're holding your space, but you can understand where they're at, right? You're just holding the space for them to go through what they're doing. And the more we each and every one of us can just hold that space for people, it will allow them to come out of it. And so, you know, it's not for us to answer, but you know, the more we educate ourselves, the more we use the tools and resources that we have around us, you know, whether it be meditation, whether it be emotional freedom technique, tapping techniques, whether it be essential oils or chiropractic or divine intervention, whatever your tools are, right? Then just learning about them, being open-minded to the fact that one thing is not the end-all be-all for everybody, right? Everybody is different and everybody's on their own path. And so honoring and just seeing, what can I do to be of service for this person? Is it holding space? And if I get a message that, you know what, this person could really use this knowledge that I have, right? Then I share it. And it's sharing it knowing that this is for this person's highest good, not for the betterment of my business, right? I'm not doing this because, well, I have a bill to pay or I have a trip I want to take or something like that. It has nothing to do with that. It has only to do with what you are doing, the betterment of that person, holding that space for that person. And so even if you're not in the healing industry, just the fact that you have these groups that you gather with and you talk about this, that is something you have to offer somebody. You can invite them, bring them, give them a place where they can speak up, right? Give them that support group, the accountability, helping them have the tools to break through the past belief systems that no longer serve them and bring them to their true essence.
Yeah, that's powerfully huge. You know, it's it's phenomenal just to say that, because it is about, you know, there are times I say I'm in observation mode, which means I'm just standing here being in the space and I'm observing, and I don't have to lower my vibration. I'm holding my vibration. If I choose to raise, I generally like to choose to raise my vibration, not really lower my vibration. So when you walk, like you said earlier, when you walk into a room, you can kind of get a sense of the energy in the room, and you get a choice whether you want to hold your vibration or you want to raise or lower it according to anybody or any group that you go and stand with. And you can generally tell who you're going to match up with, you can connect with, and then if you're standing in this space and people are not connecting with you, then you're obviously on a different vibration. So it's all, you know, and it's all good. And generally, I like to walk into rooms that have, you know, pretty hyper energy going on now. You know, it's fun when you get a nice group of really like-minded people in the same space. To me, that's phenomenal, and it just feels really amazing. And I like to brainstorm ideas with people. And the next thing you know, we're off and running with, you know, how many different ideas, boom, boom, boom. And that's to me, that's fun, you know. And then you see some of those coming into fruition. It may not all, you know, you may try something and go, well, it was a good idea, but, you know, working out all the details was a little rough. So we're not going to pursue that, because to me too, like even when you do something that is in a business sense, with anybody, I think it needs to really feel like it's going in a really good direction, not feel frustrating or so when people check into how you feel about situations and people, whether and be there for their highest, greatest good, not you know what, because that's a huge thing, like what can I get out of this, you know, because I think a lot of people think that way, what can I get out of this? But it's not that. Mm-hmm. It's just, how can I share with you my experience, and how can I share, much like this. I mean, this is why I love doing these shows, because this is about, you know, I had a couple of conversations with you at the Holistic Wellness Fair, and then we got on the phone and we were talking, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be just a really cool conversation. And you've got a lot of really great information, you know, that you share with people, and I love that. So let me give your website again.
Okay.
It's Dr. Bridget Rossi at healthyfamilybychoice.com. She is also, I know, getting essential oils from you. You've got the doTERRA essential oils. So if you need to connect with her on that part, you can go to mydoterra.com/Dr. B. Rossi. Again, all those notes are in the show notes there. And you also teach classes on fermented foods, essential oils, conscious birth and parenting. And so got a nice wide range of stuff that you really help us with. I mean, I think it's amazing. I don't know that much about fermented foods. I know I've had some kombucha, but that's about it.
Well, it's just going back to the basics and really like, so I grew up in a very natural minded, healthy minded family. But then as I grew up and I became not just a chiropractor, but I also became a mother, it was discovering, you know, always looking to do my best, right? And how, if I'm letting my light shine, how can I let my kids' light shine? How can I do the best there? And I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I have made plenty of mistakes as a mother and as a person. And, you know, I there's plenty of things that it's like, oh, you know, in retrospect that I didn't, you know, use the tools that I teach all the time, right? And that's, I'm just human. That's part of it. And that's how I learn. But going back to just supporting the people in all of those aspects and bringing back the roots. So we know that, there's lots of research shows that our emotions, which do control our choices that we make in life, right? If I'm feeling a certain way, I might choose just as simply as ice cream versus salad, based on the fact of how I'm feeling, right? Our emotions choose if I'm going to go for that run or if I'm going to lay in bed. I'm going to choose if I'm going to yell at my child or if I'm going to have patience to walk them through their troubles. So my emotions are extremely important, but the emotions are controlled by our hormones, which our hormone receptors are made in our gut. And it all comes back to our gut health. And that's where, again, coming back to the basics, what's the root cause of what's going on? Is it an unhealthy gut? And that's where the fermented foods comes in. Is it, you know, is it things that you have to break through? And, you know, I have the chiropractic and the divine intervention and the essential oils. And those are all just tools simply that help us figure out what is the root cause of my belief system or of my emotions right now, and therefore my choices and what I'm creating in my life. And so although I do have a wide range of classes that I teach, it all comes back to me, it comes back to the basics of, are you being the best you that you can be?
It's a simple question, right?
just that.
Am I being the best me, so do I deserve the ice cream, or should I really be the best me and go get a salad? Sorry, I gotta throw that in there, because I'm like, let me see here.
Well, and there's a time for both. There's a time for both.
I love that. Yes, allow yourself. You know, and if you're going to eat the ice cream and you've got some, you feel some sort of way about that, just try to release that some sort of way, you know, like I'm enjoying this, I deserve it, and I'm worth it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And maybe not
so
the whole
shifting.
Cup. Right?
Darn. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome.
But yeah, the feeling behind it. Are you eating it with joy and appreciation and gratitude for it being there in that moment at the right time? Or are you sulking and moping and, you know, creating more of that yuckiness inside? Right?
Right. What do they call that when you're not feeling good and then you just eat everything in the refrigerator? You know, it's like you're doing that. I mean, you're just eating. You're just eating whatever because you're just trying to comfort. You know, they talk about comfort foods and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So comfort, yeah. That thing in your head says, I want comfort. So how am I going to comfort myself? I'm going to eat. And so you perpetuate that over and over and over again. So now you're training yourself that every time you have some issue that comes up, instead of really being in a space of, let me sit with this and just digest it a little bit, you actually go physically, you know, get that food, and it's a repetitive thing. I mean, that's just one thing that could happen. There are so many other things that I've realized in the world that people do to wake themselves up that are not really, I would consider, healthy. So those are, again, we talk about choices, we talk about changing, and I think when we can see each other in this beautiful light and see each other in a way that is so wonderfully we're here for each other. You know, we're here to help each other. And we're not supposed to be exactly the same. We're not cookie cutters people either. And I think that having a discussion with someone a couple of days ago, it's like, why is this person doing this? And they're supposed to be doing this. And then, you know, this was on social media and somebody said, well, it was, you know, somebody posted, well, I think they're mentally ill or I think they're this. And it's like, you know, first of all, you don't know this person. And how do we know what's going on within them? How do we know, you know, their thought process or what's going on? Or are we just reading into media hype? You know, that's why I don't watch the news, and I don't listen to the radio. Not radio as in that has news broadcasting or anything like that. I don't read newspapers. I don't go searching online for the news of the day, and I stay out of it. Like, I just stay out of what's going on in the world because sometimes you just allow it to affect you, and you have to just be okay, because you can be part of that, but the way you can be part of it, and this is my perspective, is be the best you for you.
Right. Right.
When you're the best you for you, you become the best for the world, basically. Your family,
yeah.
You know, the world, it just ripples out. It's you know, butterfly effect or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right, you cool. can't light oh. you can't light the darkness with darkness. You have to light it with light.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to bring in more light. You bring in more light, and that just that just eliminates the darkness. You don't get rid of darkness. You just
right
shine your light.
It just right? shines a light on it. Yeah.
Mhm.
And it's amazing how. Again, for me, I mean, there's so many things that I feel like I've been dipped into it like the past 8 years, you know, I mean, I really feel like, I used to pick on my cousin all the time because I always said, you know, she was the woo-woo one. And then now I'm curious about all these things. And really for the past like 8 years, I've been kind of dipping myself into different modalities, if you will, like I took some alchemy classes and I took some Reiki classes and I took coaching classes. Doing things energy based. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you and I were talking, I'm like, this is so, it's so amazing how, getting back to something like the plants, you know, just getting
right.
back to the plants, getting back to nature. So mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Dr. Bridget Rossi, for getting on the air and chatting about, this one aspect. There's so much more we can talk about. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank
and
you
I
for
really
having
appreciate
me.
It.
This is really great.
Yeah, I've certainly enjoyed it. And again, for those of you that are listening in, you can visit Dr. Rossi's website at healthyfamilybychoice.com. Get on her list if you're anywhere, really, because in Georgia she teaches live workshops. And you can get on our list and know when those are happening, but you can also catch her online. So I would do that. You've got some good information, woman.
My Facebook
so
page
much.
Is also Healthy Family by Choice for those of, okay. are, who are on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Social media. That's always good. And you can also email her also at Dr. B. Rossi, drbrossi@gmail.com. If you want to connect with her that way as well, she can sign you up for her list as well. So I'm going to wrap it up. I really appreciate you, again, being on the air and sharing your wisdom with us. And I certainly hope we can do this again. I think you have got more to say to us. So we'll have to make plans for a redo as well. And,
all
for
right.
Those
well,
of you
that
are
good.
Yeah. And for those of you that are out there, Universal Energy Media on Facebook at facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. We're also on Instagram as Universal Energy Media. And, you're infinitely loved, folks. We're sending out some virtual hugs, sharing the energy, and remember that life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.